Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Have a Faith That Speaks, written by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Rochelle Alberti. Abel, most of us know him as the second son born to Adam and Eve, or the brother Cain killed. But up until recently, I admit I didn't know much else. His mention in Genesis 4 is short, so it seems that he wasn't all that significant. Until we find he is the first man worthy of being listed in the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith. And the question is, why is he there? Hebrews 11:4 says, "It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts." Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. Though he's dead, he still speaks. Wow, I couldn't wait to see what he said and how it would impact my heart. But when I got to Genesis 4 and read, guess what I found? He never spoke a word, at least not any recorded in Scripture. All we have is the record of one event in his life. When they grew up, Abel became a shepherd, while Cain cultivated the ground. When it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best portions of the firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. Genesis 4:2-5. That's it. One seemingly insignificant offering to the Lord. But then I looked back at Hebrews 11:4 and I saw it. He still speaks to us by his example of faith. It wasn't about the words. It was about his faith in action. Two things we can learn from Abel are this. One, actions, many times, speak louder than words. Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best portions of the firstborn lambs from his flock. Genesis 4:3-4. Cain gave some, but Abel gave his best. The firstborn, along with what other translations tell us, were the fat portions. Abel made a sacrifice. Cain made an offering. It was the heart behind the action that mattered, y'all. the humble action of faith Abel carried out spoke. And that is the challenge to us today. Do our actions leave a legacy that will still be speaking when we are gone? 2. Doing the right thing does not go unnoticed. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. "Why are you so angry?" the Lord asked Cain. "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you." Genesis 4:4-7. The Lord never tells us that Abel did what is right. But we can infer that from this passage. And the question is, what did he do so right that Cain did so wrong? I think we see it in Cain's reaction to the Lord's rebuke. He became angry. A humble heart is more willing to apologize and ask the Lord's forgiveness. But instead, pride took over, opening a door for Satan to gain a foothold that ultimately led to the murder of his only brother. Abel possessed an obedient, humble heart, y'all. That heart led to the sacrifice that became the action of faith that still speaks today. May we all have the courage to act out our faith, do the right thing, and leave a legacy that speaks long after we are gone. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for Abel and his example of humility and obedience. Help me to share my faith in you, not only with my words, but with my actions. Help me to have a heart willing to sacrifice the things of this world, putting you above all else. In your mighty name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.